So he spoke in his prayer. And near him came Athena, likened to Mentor in her form and voice, and speaking in winged words, she said, "Telemachus, henceforth you must not be a base man nor a foolish, if in you stirs the brave soul of your father, and you, like him, can give effect to deed and word. So shall this voyage not be vain and fruitless. But if you are not the very son of him and of Penelope, then am I hopeless of your gaining what you seek. Few sons are like their fathers. Most are worse, few better. Yet because you henceforth will not be base nor foolish, nor do you wholly lack the wisdom of Odysseus, there is good hope you will one day accomplish all. Disregard, then, the mind and mood of the mad suitors, for they are in no way wise or upright men. Nothing they know of death and the dark doom which now is near, nor know how all shall perish in a day. But for yourself, the voyage you plan shall not be long delayed. So truly am I your father's friend. I will provide you a swift ship and be myself your comrade. But go you to the palace. Mix with the suitors and prepare the stores, securing all in vessels, wine in jars and barley meal, men's marrow in tight skins, while I about the town will soon collect a willing crew. The ships are many in sea-girt Ithaca, ships new and old. Of these I will select the best, and quickly making ready, we will sail the open sea." So spoke Athena, daughter of Zeus. No longer then lingered Telemachus when he heard the goddess speak. He hastened to the house, though with a heavy heart, and at the palace found the haughty suitors flaying goats and singeing swine within the court. Antinous laughingly came forward to Telemachus, and holding him by the hand he spoke, and thus addressed him. "Telemachus of the lofty tongue and the unbridled temper, do not again grow sore in heart at what we do or say. Now eat and drink just as you used to do. All you have asked, of course, the Achaeans will provide, the ship and the picked crew, to help you quickly find your way to hallowed Pylos, seeking for tidings of your noble father." Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "Antinous, I cannot, putting by my will, sit at the feast with you rude men and calmly take my ease. Was it not quite enough that in the days gone by you suitors wasted much good property of mine while I was still a helpless child? But now that I am grown and hear and understand what people say, and in me too the spirit swells, I will try to bring upon your heads an evil doom, whether I go to Pylos or remain here in this land. But go I will, nor vain shall be the voyage whereof I speak. Go even as a passenger with others, since I can have command of neither ship nor crew. So seemed it best to you." He spoke, and from the hand of Antinous quietly drew his own. Meanwhile the suitors in the house were busy with their meal. They mocked him, jeering at him in their talk, and a rude youth would say, "Really, Telemachus is plotting for our ruin. He will bring champions from sandy Pylos, or even from Sparta, so deeply is he stirred. Or else he means to go to Ephyra, that fruitful land, and fetch thence deadly drugs to drop into our wine bowl, and so destroy us all." Then would another rude youth answer thus, "If he goes off upon a hollow ship and wanders far from friends, who knows but he too may be lost, just as Odysseus was? And that would make us still more trouble, for all his goods we then must share, and to his mother give the house for her to keep, her and the one who gets her.